This is Living It Up, a refreshing daily podcast to help you get excited about beginning your day or your entire life all over again, only this time with a loving God at the center. We hope you experience joy from listening and find yourself laughing and living it up on the way to beginning again. For more teaching and encouragement from the Neals, visit their Facebook page at Living It Up Beginning Again, or their website at livingitup.org. Now, here's Scott and Teresa.
And we're so glad that it's Thursday.
Yes, we are. Well, we're glad it's Thursday. Huh?
Well, because people listening, not like us, that, you know, they hopefully have more normal schedule than us, are approaching the weekend.
Yes, they are.
And that's a good thing.
That's true. It is a good thing.
It's been a good week, and so we're just... It's going to start looking forward to it ourselves.
Yes, we are. Do you have a hard time asking for and accepting help from people? Well, I'll tell you what, I'm guilty as charged sometimes on that one. What about from God? Well, today we're going to discuss the misconception. Not asking is not about being a burden. It's maybe about being prideful. Mm-hmm. Maybe not having humility.
Mm.
You know, we get this from John 4:10. Jesus replied, "If you only knew the gift God has for you and who you're speaking to, you would ask me, and I would give you living water." Wow. You know what? I had to deal with the woman at the well. And, of course, Jesus was talking to her, and and she was a Samaritan, and they really in that back in those days. I mean, the Jewish people didn't talk to Samaritans, especially a woman alone. And so his disciples had gone off, and Jesus was there at the well, and this woman walks up, and he just starts talking to her, you know, and he goes, you know, "I'd like a drink." He goes, "Why are you asking me for a drink?" Basically, is what she was saying. She'd be kind of smart aleck with him. You know, and then they started talking, and Jesus said, "You know what? I know you've been married 5 times. So I'm just paraphrasing." That's not what Jesus said, but this is a paraphrase. Jesus basically said, "You know, I know you've been married 5 times, and the one you're living with now, you're not married to."
Mm.
And so, but
yeah,
you know,
could you just see her like?
Yeah, she's like, "What?" You know, but you know what? The water that you're going to give me, it's going to quench my thirst, but the water I can give you is living water. You know what? Basically, what that woman did at that time is she believed, and she asked for help. Her pride was gone. Her humility was big time. And she realized, my goodness, if I just accept the help, my life will be changed.
And I love just his whole demeanor. You know what? He was so matter of fact.
He was.
He didn't act shocked. He didn't shame her.
Yeah.
He didn't, you know, act like it was, well, it wasn't anything he hadn't heard before. So there you go.
Yeah.
He was just letting her know, okay, this is the way it is, but I got a better way for you.
That's right.
And because he knew all that stuff.
Yeah.
She believed.
That's right. You know, I'll confess, growing up in a single household, being raised by my mother, and you know, not really having a relationship with my dad, I had a real difficult time asking for help because I figured that if I did, people would let me down. I just had that misconception. And so...
Well, really, you'd also been hurt. And
yeah.
That's pride's born of hurt. You'd been asked, honey, you'd asked, you needed things from people in your life, in authority, and you didn't get it. And so,
right.
You know, that sets you up early on in life to develop that mindset.
Yeah, well, it's lasted throughout my whole
mm-hmm.
life. You know, over the last 11 years since I've come to know Jesus, when Jesus came into my life, when I asked him to come into my life, he drew me to him. That's when I started really asking for help.
When he's drawing us all
yes.
the time.
Well, by asking him for help and accepting it and trusting him then I was able to ask people for help, mm-hmm. you know? I mean, especially in my job. I mean, man, I wouldn't ask anyone to do anything for me, man. I was doing it all myself. I was a he-man, you know? I can do it myself. You know what? I've come to realize when you ask for people to help you, man, they want to help mm-hmm. you. You know, you're stealing their blessing mm-hmm. when you don't ask them to help you. I mean, like when I'm off, I'll leave them a list of things to do. I need you guys to accomplish this, you know, by the time I get back in a couple of days. Not once has any of them said, well, I don't want to do that.
Well, honey, they don't want to get fired. Too,
but you know, but really and truly, they accept it. And, yes. And you know what happens? You know, 9 times out of 10, everything on that list is completed. Because I ask for help.
Mm-hmm.
They ask me for help. I don't take it as a burden.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's part of my job.
People can't read our minds, first of all.
Right.
And the Lord wants us to lean on each other. But, again, if you've been hurt and you stuck your neck out there and gotten it chopped off, either way,
yeah,
that goes two ways. You get skittish.
It does. And, you know, I'm kind of putting my job situation into this podcast for one reason. I said that when people ask me for help, I don't consider it a burden. I mean, it's just part of my job.
Mm-hmm.
Well, who does that sound like? What does Jesus do? He's there to help us.
Mm-hmm.
He loves us. You're his child.
Yeah.
You're a child of the living God. Do you really think he's burdened when you ask him for help? That's what he does mm-hmm. 24 hours a day.
Yep.
He's just waiting for you to cry out to him.
Right. Well, there were times in my life I wouldn't ask for help because I had too much pride.
Oh, me too, man. And still, that happens to me even to today.
And what's the phrase that we always hear? Oh, I just don't want to bother anybody. I don't want to put anybody out. Usually that's not what it is.
Usually you don't trust
it's pride. Them. Yeah, and there's pride there.
Yeah.
And so coming with that, what's the opposite of pride? Humility.
Yeah.
It takes humility to ask for help. Well, God responds to humility. He really does. He says in his word, he resists the proud, but he gives grace to the humble.
Yeah.
And so that phrase, when I hear that, it's just such a red flag to me. Oh, I just don't want to bother anybody. I don't want to be this. Or I don't know. That's bottom line is, is it pride?
Yeah, that's true.
And fear that you ask, and like we already mentioned, you're going to be told no. And then there's rejection, and it's just like this toxic, vicious cycle.
Yeah.
Of it, but you know what? It goes back to trusting the Lord, asking him for help, and asking, you know, who do you want me to go to? I know you work through people, God. Show me who to go to. Who can I ask? Who can I trust?
Yeah.
And like we talked in our podcast yesterday, Holy Spirit will guide you. But it goes back to what we just said. But you have to ask.
That's right. Now, I'll tell you, for the first 40 years of my life, and I'm going to be quite frank here, I mean, I was a dead man walking.
Mm-hmm. I wasn't there, but that's what I've heard.
I was a dead man walking. But you know what? One day, I asked for help.
Mm-hmm. Aren't you glad you did?
Yeah. And you know what? I did die.
Yeah.
But then he rose me up again.
Mm-hmm.
A new light. And then my helper, the Holy Spirit, came to me. And I didn't have to worry about asking for help again. Now, does Satan come into my life and try to infiltrate my mind and tell me, oh, you can do this and, you know, and try to get prideful sometimes? Absolutely. But who do I go to? I go to the Holy Spirit and go, you know what, Holy Spirit? You are my helper. And I'm asking you for help. And he does. May I tell you what? Jesus is the way. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think it was a couple of days ago we had a podcast about knowing him. May I tell you what? When I first 40 years of my life, I could say the name Jesus and it wouldn't faze me. Just like saying anyone else's name. But now when I say his name, I can't hardly say his name without crying. And not because of sadness or shame. It's because it's the most beautiful name I've ever heard. He helped me. And he helps me every day, and he wants to help you every day. He helps Teresa every day. He wants to help you. So let this pride go to the side, get rid of it, get humble, and ask Jesus for help. Stop trying to do it on your own, okay? It doesn't work. You're taking it from a guy who knows it didn't work. I was getting by. But man, I tell you what, in the dark shadows of the day, there's a lot of shame. So, but not anymore.
Yeah.
So you know what? Really and truly, honey, to start asking for help from anyone, we need to ask for the help from Jesus first.
Mm-hmm.
And by doing that, you give your life to him.
Mm-hmm.
Is he drawing you right now? Do you feel it? I don't like using that word feel, but do you feel that tugging in your heart right now?
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you feel it, and if you pray this prayer with us, then you'll know it. And that's what I like saying. I don't believe in Jesus. I know Jesus. We want you to know him too. And the way you can do that is to give your life to him right now. You know what? Maybe you thought you asked for his help and you thought he didn't answer you the way you thought it should be answered, and so you walked away. Well, he's right there for you. He's waiting for you to come back. So if you've never given your life to Jesus, we'd love for you to do that today. And you can get that salvation by praying this prayer. And please repeat after us. Lord Jesus, please come into my life. Lord, I know you died on the cross, that you were buried and you rose on the third day. And because of that cross, you say my sins are forgiven. If I ask you from a sincere heart to forgive me, Jesus, please forgive me of my sins. Lord, I'm asking you for your help today. I give my heart, my mind, and my soul to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what? You just asked for help. And we're so glad you did. Because now your life is totally going to change. And it's going to change for the better. We're just so happy for you. Mm-hmm. I tell you, we're so happy for you.
Yes.
We just pray this podcast would just allow you to start asking him for help.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Well, it's been another great episode.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo. Keep living it up.
While beginning again.